What's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a sanctions proposal on North Korea.
These sanctions, if adopted, would send an unambiguous and unyielding message to the DPRK regime.
That's Samantha Power, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. She's talking about a submission from the United States to the U.N. Security Council Thursday of a draft resolution that would call for new sanctions on North Korea, that because of its recent nuclear test and long-range missile launch. U.S. President Barack Obama met Thursday with his top security officials to discuss U.S. efforts to combat the Islamic State group. Afterward, he briefed reporters.
We are in a better position now than we were last month, and a better position last month than we were 3 months ago. In the end, the brutality of ISIL is no match for the yearning of millions who want to live in security and dignity.
The meeting included senior officials from the White House, State Department, Intelligence Community, Defense Department, and the Treasury Department. It was the latest in a series of updates on the U.S. campaign to counter the Islamic State group. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon made a stop in South Sudan Thursday to push the government and rebel forces to implement last year's peace accord.
Put peace above politics. Pursue compromise, overcome obstacles, establish the transitional government of national unity, and do not delay.
Mr. Bond's visit to Juba came as the two sides prepare to form a unity government. President Salva Kiir will remain in office, while rebel chief Riek Machar will serve as the first vice president. This is VOA News. Businessman Donald Trump.